Stickle today. But to understand the Stickle, so let's look on page 14 in the packet. Hayochel v'yotza Shabbos. So a person was eating on Shabbos, and then Shabbos ended. You know, like you're having a shalashuddas. You started before Shkia, and you're eating into the night. So what do you? And then you get a bench. So do you say Ritzei Vachlitzeinu, or you do not say Ritzei Vachlitzeinu? So I Ochel V'yotza Shabbos Maskir Shal Shabbos V'Birkas Hamazon. So you say Shabbos Shal Birkas Hamazon. Why? Tazlinan Baser Haskolas Hasuda. Because you follow Haskolas Hasuda. This is what we do every Shabbos, right? Every Shabbos we start Shal Shudas before Shkia, and then we continue eating, and then we bench, and we say Ritzei Vachlitzeinu. Vuadin Rosh Chodesh Upurim V'Chanukah. And the same thing for Rosh Chodesh. You were eating on Rosh Chodesh, and then you're eating into the night. The next, like today is Rosh Chodesh, but tonight is also Rosh Chodesh. It would be relevant for tomorrow. If you eat dinner before Shkia tomorrow, so you started when it's Rosh Chodesh, and you continued into the night. And then you have to bench. So he says, so you say Yalav Yavo. And the same thing, Purim and Chanukah. You have Yesudas Purim right before Shkia. Well, you really should have earlier, but for some reason people... it's a tremendous zilzal for the people to do that. You know, they first start Yesudas Purim 5 minutes before the Shkia. You know, the mitzvah Hayoyim, Purim. So it's not to be supposed to, like Rav Shechter points out, it's not supposed to be. What?
That's what we do.
No, it's not.
Rabbi Rav has a suda, has a lunch suda.
Yeah, we don't do that. We finish. Yeah. We start like 2 hours before.
I think maybe that you go into the night.
Right.
You should go into
the night. Yeah. But we eat, yeah. What then the Rosh Chodesh Purim Chanukah? Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch Pesach. What's the Shulchan Aruch Pesach? Haskolas Ha Suda. That's Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Ches. What? That's the Kuf Pei Ches Yud. Right? So that is the okay, so now it says, let's look at another place in Shulchan Aruch on page 17. Resh Ayin Aleph Sivav. In Gomer Sudaso. So what happened? You're eating a meal on Friday. You're eating a meal on Friday. And then you finish the meal. Right? Bekidesh Hayom. And then Shkia happened. So like Shabbos began, but you didn't bench it. Okay? So you're gonna have to bench. So what should you say? Should you say Ritzei Vachlitzeinu or not? First of all, that's not so simple. You're saying that. That's not our discussion here. He did it, and it could be that it's okay. You know, you have to learn those halachas. So what should be the din according to the Mechaber? No. So should you make right? So I'm gomer to does so. The key this hayom kodesh shivarach berchas hamazon. Bevarach berchas hamazon kol rishon. Vecharkach omer key this hayom kol sheni. In other words, so basically, once shkia came, then you stopped eating because you finished the meal, and now you get a bench, and then you're going to make kiddush, right? On another coast. So he says, "V'tzarach lahaskir shabbos b'rikas hamazon, alfal pi shebirach kodem kiddush." So he says, "Beferish that you what? He's going to be benching on Shabbos, but when is tchila suda also?
Friday."
So based on what we said in the Shulchan Aruch before, Azlina Basar, Chilas, no. So what about here? This is called Astira in Shulchan Aruch. Now you know what we said many times. What? The Dvar Shmuel. So I'm very into. Maybe one day I should write this up if I remember all the applications. But there's a sefer called Dvar Shmuel of Shmuel Abuhav, who was a kadmon. You live, what, 100 years after the Shulchan Aruch or something like that?
He's in Shmuel's spot, right?
What?
He's in the Shmuel's
spot,
that is.
Is it?
The
Rebbe was
in the same
town then. Okay, I have to check that. So the Shmuel says that it's okay to have steers in Shulchan Aruch because the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written all by the same author. Because, in other words, Yosef Kai wrote the Beis Yosef and then he gave out to different students. Here, you write from Simon Aleph to Simon Chaf, Shulchan Aruch. You write from Chaf to Lama. He gave it out. So, when you give out things to different Talmidim, so then you get different results.
Like you say the same about the Mishnah Berurah also?
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah, that's Beferish. That's already said by the Chofetz Chaim's son, that the Steve's in Mishnah Berurah because my father wrote some, but my brother wrote some other things. It wasn't written all by... So that's Beferish. This is only the Dvar Shmuel saying it, but this is the Chofetz Chaim's son already saying that the Mishnah Berurah didn't write the whole thing. Chofetz Chaim meaning didn't write the whole Mishnah Berurah. Some was written by his. But the final redaction. Okay, you ready for this one? Yeah, you have your seatbelt on because I'm going to tell you something unbelievable, right? What am I going to tell you? That the final redaction of the Mishnah Berurah was written where? In this building. Yeah.
This room and this.
Yeah, this building. This building.
Oh.
Because those that know that the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law was the bochin in this yeshiva. Wow. Zach's family from Muncie.
In other words, happy yeshiva Chofetz Chaim in Muncie.
In Muncie, yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg, who used to be Rosh Yeshiva there, is a big person there. And the Zach's family. Gershon's son, Shal Meizach. So this building. That's something. That's why you've got other buildings here. This is the building. I had a bar mitzvah for my son when I make it. Someplace else? In this building. This building has the... No, the Belleville we had the meal, but where we had the laning? Where did we have the laning? And where was Israel's bris? In the same place. And where was your bris? Same place. This building. This is the Messiah. Where did Rav Shimon Shkop give shiur?
In this building.
Oh,
I think you're going to ask a trick question now.
Yeah, this is the building. It's all connected. It's one building. This is a vintage stira. Because here, based on what he said before, you shouldn't say Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu.
Maybe when you're adding on Kedusha, you should say, even though you started, I had the same shadow last night, I was eating dinner, and a few minutes after 7, it came time to bench.
Yeah.
So,
So Pasha says, like the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Bali always says, Tchila Suda.
Right.
Tchila Suda.
Oh, so he shouldn't have said, going out the other last night if he started to eat.
Started the meal, yeah. Rav Shach is into if you eat a kezayis after shkia or after tzeh, yeah. Whatever, you make another, and then you do.
But that's you don't hold that.
But not everyone.
You don't hold that. If you're eating kezayis.
It's always a big thing here in YU if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday and they, you know, we make a whole tumult here about it. But Lamais, Shulchan Aruch says, here he ignores Tchilas Suda. So if you hold from the Dvar Shmuel, so could be Reishai and Aleph was written by one Talmud, and Kuf Peches is a different Talmud. I'm very into this, you should know. Rabbi Avadi Yosef is very not happy with this. Years ago, Rabbi Avadi showed me in the Bir Hagra that the Bir Hagra in Hilchos Yontif says a lashon. You know that the Yesh Tiras B'Shulchan Aruch Kayadua as our lashon.
Yeah, he accepted that.
It was the Tiras B'Shulchan Aruch, as we all know. You want me to read the? Okay, I don't know. You want to get it? Hilchos Yontif, Shulchan Aruch. So that Rabbi Bali showed me that years and years ago. In fact, when Eli Stern wrote his PhD on the Vilna Gaon, so he quotes me in a footnote, quoting Rabbi Bali, quoting this Vilna Gaon about this idea. So now we're working good, because maybe that's what the Gaon is saying, is maybe the Gaon is saying what the same thing what the Dvar Shmuel said.
Yeah, regarding or something that says that even after once you have a codified sort of like a Ruach HaKodesh or something that
no, that's the that's the placey. That's the says the Urim Tumim, the Tumim says. As Rav Gutman showed me, the Tumim says that it's Hashkacha what which we shown him the Shulchan Aruch had and which we shown him don't have. So you don't say that if he would have seen, if the Shulchan Aruch would have seen the a different Rishon, he would have passed him differently, and therefore we should change the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So he doesn't, the Tumim doesn't go for that. It's Hashkacha what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Rav Yosef Karo had and what Rav Yosef Karo didn't have. And as we don't, because the Avnei Nezer writes in the Tshuva, if Yosef Karo would have seen this Ravid, or this Shittim of Kubetzes, he would have said it differently. That's the Avnei Nezer's approach, and therefore he'll paskin like the other Rishon, even though it's not found in Shulchan Aruch. But, let me see if I can find it quickly. One second. If I find it quickly, we'll say it. So if you say it like that, then that's good. But not everyone likes to say that. Right? Not everyone likes to say that.
So if there's a stira, then you can do it
in a way. Look, listen, I found it. It's in Tuf Tzari Ches. Okay, you ready for this? Afshah Shulchan Aruch so ser. Lamasha Kosu, the Simitov Kuf Tazvav, Aim Bezeklum Kayadua. Because even though the Shulchan Aruch is going to be sos himself, if you say this, but he says aim bezeklum kayadu, even though if you say this pshat, the Shulchan Aruch sos himself, so what? Aim bezeklum.
It's still vague. It's vague. Like
no, aim bezeklum is still considered a problem.
Right.
Maybe it means locally. It can't be locally in that country.
Aim is a club.
Right, meaning is it possible that if the local thing is saying it's a local answer? That's not.
And it was a klump. Big deal. So that's the...
Maybe it would be a big deal because there's a parrot, the obvious parrot.
No, no. Because... So let's see. So I'm going to give you. So the mice. What do you do? Oh. So if you look in the Magen Avraham here on page 17 rather, he says. So the Magen Avraham asked the kasha. So Magen Avraham doesn't go with this Dvar Shmuel. Magen Avraham always asks a kasha when there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch and tries to deal with it. When we learn Hilchos Aveilos by Purim, right?
Yeah.
There's a question whether one he has in Yerodeah, he has one thing, and in Aruch Chaim he has another thing. Whether there's Aveilos and Purim. Well,
maybe it's a little bit saying, well, like what Shepard was saying, that in the first one, he says, I told Yom Shabbos. I mean, you could say that if you meant over it, if you ate Yom Shabbos, then you make Matzah Shel Shabbos.
Also on Friday.
Also on Friday, and when Shabbos, it's the Masker. I'm sorry. In Kufa Shabbos, we're talking about when Matzah Shabbos.
Right.
But when Yom Shabbos, the Masker Shabbos, we're talking about when you didn't eat on Matzah Shabbos. Maybe saying when you didn't eat on Matzah Shabbos, didn't
eat. Like that. Well, here he says, Gomar Sudasa, because he's saying, and then, now it's no longer Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos. So look in the Magen Avraham. So Avraham himself, Siman Kuf Pei Ches Pasuk, does the Bosa Askalos Asuda Yesh Lomar the Supuk Misafkele. He's Misupuk the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, Misfekim Chol In Tzarich Lahaskia. So therefore, he always goes to always tells you to be Maskir. So he's Misupuk. So when it comes to eating, starting Shal Shudas on Shabbos and going into Motzei Shabbos, so she'd be maskier or not. So he's not sure. So he says, okay, let's be maskier. We'll go with Bosa Ascholo. In other words, he always wants to say be maskier. So if it's, in other words, so it's not that he holds, he's not sure when he goes with Ascholo Shudas. So whatever caused you to be maskier, he'll always go with that, because that's like the Chumrah, to say to be maskier. So he'll always say, be maskier. If it'll mean by going Bosa Ascholo, so you'll go Bosa Ascholo to be maskier. If being maskier will be only because you'll go Bosa Sof, like over here, right, Shayin Aleph, so you'll go Bosa Sof. Whatever will cause you to be maskier, so he's not sure whether you're Tkilot Sof. So we'll say, we'll always try to be maskier.
Maskier.
What's that? Maskier. They pay the maskier Shalom Tzorah. Because, like the famous Machaber in Shulchan Aruch says, that if you said Yalav Yovo, but today wasn't Rosh, today happens to be Rosh Chodesh, you should say. But if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh and you said it, so do you have to repeat? So he says no.
No.
But was this in Shmon Esrei Kuf Ches?
Yeah,
that's Shmon Esrei. So Shmon Esrei, if you right, it's not a half sec. If on this coming Thursday I say you'll be under Shmon Esrei and it's not Rosh Chodesh, so the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to repeat.
No
Rosh Karim, no. But nonetheless, you don't have to repeat.
Why?
That's the Mechaber. It's not a hefsek. So okay, you made a mistake. Yeah. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. So the Magen Avraham says, it's not pshat that he paskin tequila versus sof. He wasn't sure. So whichever way it'll make you be maskier, that's his way. I don't know. Is it so poshut that that's... I think the Magen Avraham Strad is a mechudish ticket. So I don't know.
Even going to the first school, why would it be that the two can be the most opposite thing? And it must be that the Mechaber himself was mechudish when he learned the Talmidim, and one understood the relationship to this, and one understood the relationship to this.
And so then each one decided.
But the truth is, it could be the Machaber himself who would have written down the Sufik, and therefore do either way, and just manifested in this way. So it could be the Darshan would hold the same thing as the Magen Avraham, because he was Sufik, so he's remarkable.
Yeah, even if the Mechaber was writing
yeah,
both Simonim.
Yeah, but it's so big, and therefore, you can just for the two animals, like.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't
get
also, like, if
they
don't have anything in that place, they can come out. Like, you cut the lakata. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
General question,
was ever seen in the Shkar, didn't have still days after seeing what he wanted? 40 hours? But the Beis Yosef is not necessarily Makriya. Oh. So the oldest Tamid has his own terrace. In other words, you want to tell me to steer in Shulchan Aruch whether you go Tchila Suda and Sof Suda, so he was always said L'chumra. So you know what the Olas Talmud says? Page 5. It's a gewaldige word, Olas Talmud. I'm also not convinced, but it's a good word. Whether that's what the Mechaber really meant, I'm not convinced. Let me say it outside. He says like this. He says, if you were saying started Shal Shudas before Shkia, and then you ate in Pesach, so the Mechaber says, so you say you're saying Vachmit Seir. You follow Tchila Suda. So he says, no, you only follow Tchila Suda because when you're going to ultimately bench, even though Shabbos ended, but it's still Tosefta Shabbos. So at the time that you're benching, what? It's Tosefta Shabbos, so therefore what? So you could say Ratzeh. It's not Pesach, we only look at Tchila Suda. We look at Tchila Suda if we're... When you're benching, it's still shaykh that it's Shabbos, because it's Tosefta Shabbos. So in the case, in Kuf Peches, there's still Tosefta Shabbos. One second. But in the case of that you're eating on Friday, right? You're eating on Friday.
It's also
Tosefta
Shabbos.
No, one second. You eat in Shabbos. Fakir, it's not Tosefta Shabbos. It's Shabbos Gufa. It's Shabbos Gufa. So it's the idea, it's not that he holds to Shabbos. If at the time you're benching, you're, in this case, you start eating on Friday. And then you finish the meal, and then when are you benching? After Shkia. So you're benching during Shabbos, so then for sure you say Ritzei Vach Ritzei.
Even though the Kala was not Shabbos?
Right. And the only reason why you say over there that we follow Haskala, because Lamaisa, when you're benching on Motzai Shabbos, is still part of Tosefta Shabbos. So listen to what he says. Yeah. Haslimbos has called a suit. Look at the bottom, page 5. Aval Gabdul Kamon Timur Shain Al. Posak Mechabit Son of Haskel Shabbos because the one of the little ones, Limbos has called a suit. Right. Yishlom the Shani Hachem Shem the Mitzvah Hosef Mechola Kodesh. In other words, in Kuf Peches, he mentioned about Tzai Shabbos, Mitzvah L'Hosif. How about the Suda Nimzach Zman Harbe B'Layla? The Lekle Bebe Veshuhu Behosofas V'chol Al Kodesh. Chol Mokom Lopligi Chacham V'Kach L'Chaskia Shal Shabbos. The Kevin Tzai Nimzach Adai Suda Shal Shabbos Av Leidei Kimo Shabbos. Whereas even though maybe you're eating way into the night, and it's not even Tosefis anymore, but usually you don't eat so way in, so therefore the time you're benching, it's Tosefta Shabbos. So Simon Reishai Nav the Baibach Nosa Shabbos came to Rendich Shabbos Chayv Lahaskir Shabbos. It's a borer. That was if you're eating on Friday and you finish the meal before Shabbos, but then when you're benching at Shabbos, for sure you say Ritzei Vachal Yitzeinim. One second. But when you're eating on, so it's not a din that you follow Tchila Suda. You have, in other words, there has to be some type of Shabbos when you're benching. You can't say blindly that you do Tchila Shabbos, Tchila Suda. If you started on Shabbos and then you're finishing into after Motzei Shabbos, since it's still Shayach to speak about Shabbos because of Tosefis, then you can say Ritzei. Certainly in the case where you started the meal on Friday and you finished on Friday, but the time you got the bench, it's after Shkia, for sure you say Ritzeh. Oh, 1 second. Ah, but sometimes you might even go, if you're a real Rebbe, you'll go very late, and it's not even Shach Tosefis anymore, but it's a low plume. 1 second. So then he says a Moridic of what? People don't know this Olos Tomin. But I'm going to show you a Moridic of what. The Nirali, Lachri. See where the arrow is on the left side? So he says, like, what does Lachriya mean? What does Lachriya mean?
Compromise? Make a judgment?
Yeah, in other words, he wants to make like a compromise. And his compromise is, it depends how long Shalosh Shuddis went. If Shalosh Shuddis went just a little bit after Tzeis, within the hour and a quarter, because this is his shita, that Tosefes Shabbos Lachareha is a mirror image of Tosefes Shabbos Lufaneh. What do you think yesterday? Just like Tosefes Shabbos Lufaneh is an hour and a quarter, so Lachareha is an hour. So if you end up benching Mosei Shabbos within the hour and a quarter,
it's still close to Shabbos.
So then what? You say the same. But if you went too further, As near as Yom Rishon Shabbos, the Losh of Chodesh, the Adai Hum Tosef Shabbos. I'm going to check with Toch Halayla, Yosef Bishir, as I've added the Mestabra, the Tori of Yom Rishon Rosh Chodesh, who will be in Chodesh. The Losh of Shabbos, the Yosef. In other words, you're right, in other words, if you wouldn't, we're talking about that on Sunday, it's already Rosh Chodesh. So which one do you do? Because you can't do both, it's part of the disaster, because it's if it's Rosh Chodesh, that means it's Sunday. If it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. And you can't, he said that you can't be maskei both of them. Like Rosh Hashanah likes to do, because that's a stira. So which knocks out which? So he says, well, if it's still within the Zman that you can say Tosefes, so then it's in the, within an hour and a quarter that you bench, so Shabbos is still governing. Yep. 1 second. But if it's later, so you can't have Tosefes anymore, the next day is Rosh Chodesh, then you don't say Shabbos. But the word is, you only say Shabbos, not because you follow blindly Tchilas Suda. It's because what?
It's
still connected to Shabbos. Now, but and if the next day is... Now, even if you do it late, I think you would still say it's okay. You could still say Shal Shabbos because it's a low plug. But if Rosh Chodesh is coming on Sunday, like Mr. Katan said, if Rosh Chodesh is coming on Sunday, then it's a stira to do both. So who beats who? The Shabbos beat or Rosh Chodesh? So he says, if it's within the hour and a quarter, Shela, Shabbos wins. And if it's after the hour and a quarter, then Rosh Chodesh wins. And that's how he triumphs the stira.
Can Rosh Chodesh come on Shabbos?
Yes. Yeah. So we say a different Shmoneh Esrei in Musaf, right? Atar Yatsaita.
How does the Olos Tamid understand then why we do, why if you start a meal on Rosh Chodesh and it goes into...
Oh, so then at the end of the page, the next page, he says... So he says in economic. So then he says that right, so then he would argue with the Machaber on that. In other words, if you started the meal on Rosh Chodesh and then you continue the meal into night, you now still on the Rosh Chodesh. So then right, the Doto Sef is Rosh Chodesh. So then he said in Hanami, you shouldn't say
Right.
So that's
intelligent.
Yeah, but would the Olos Talmud say that?
He would say I'm full of pound and a quarter.
No, but that's only by Shabbos.
Because
they don't know Sefer Purim.
Right. Yeah. So how many say by Matzoy Purim?
Maybe
he
says
Shushan Purim
still.
So
well,
maybe he would.
They don't say
no. Well, maybe he would say maybe you should finish your meal
before
Shkia. Before. Yeah. So then, yeah, according to him, only the Minhag Yisrael is even those that are benching late on Purim would still say Al-Hadisa. But he would say no. Maybe that whole idea that you can is only by Shabbos that you can. But in Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh and Purim, where there's no Tosefes and Chanam. But his word is, it's not that you follow Haskol Suda. It has to be Shabbos now. When you say benching, it has to be Shabbos now or potential Shabbos.
But I don't think that.
But what's interesting, in other words, this almost Talmud has a lot of interesting points. But one of the interesting things is that he has this Chiddush that Tosefes Shabbos extends to the same degree that Tosefes Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So Sefer Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos is the same elasticity.
I don't think he's giving a shear of the absolute amount.
Wait a minute.
Sure he is.
No, it,
yes, he is.
It almost sounds like he's saying only when it's butted up against Rosh Chodesh where
no,
you have to say...
No. He's saying that only when it's butted up against Rosh Chodesh, then you have to decide which one you're going to go with. But if it's not butted up against Rosh Chodesh, then it's like a low plug that since...
It doesn't matter how long you go.
Right.
Right, so I'm saying...
No, but that's only Lagabe... the Haskara, but Lagabi, the mitzvah of Tosefis, then he says the Tosefis is over. Now he says that you can still say it because technically, you know, it's like a low plug.
Would that mean that if you say a regular Mosaic Shabbos from the Sound of Motors, that you end up eating 2 hours into Mosaic Shabbos, then you could also decide not to say it, and there wouldn't be a problem?
No, but he says the what's his lashon? He says mikol makom lepligi to make the member reshuv. He says apal gav the hasud nimshach zman harbei belayla. So it's not tosefes mikol makom lepligi chachomim bekach. It's a low plug. In other words, it's usually you'll bench within the hour and a quarter. So even if you've bench it's a low plug. So, but it was a low plug, and then they were masakin. It's a low plug. The only time they'll say not low plug if it's if it comes with a conflict, right? And then you have to decide. So the way he's deciding is that an hour and a quarter is still the Shabbos domain. So Rosh Chodesh takes second fiddle because then there's still a potential Tosefis. So Rosh Chodesh, if so Sunday, you're not going to say it. But after the hour and a quarter, then Shabbos is basically over, and now even though we still say it, if there wouldn't have been a Rosh Chodesh because of low plug, but
would that be the same as Purim?
Shavuos, first day of Shavuos.
First day of Shavuos, what?
Before the month of Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you're eating Shabbos Sukkos yet?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So this is a fascinating shtickle. In other words, that he says.
So again,
fascinating. I mean, you know, I wouldn't pass it like necessarily, but the vort that's nogel halacha is his idea that an hour and a quarter is the zman. As we said, we were talking about yesterday. How long can you do it? Some want to say the whole night. Some want to say it's absolute dark. Well, you guys have different suggestions. So his shita is an hour and a quarter because it's because just like on Erev Shabbos, you can't go before an hour and a quarter. So on Motzai Shabbos.
But he said,
Rebbe holds 96 minutes, right? No. So
if
I'm
for
96
minutes,
Rebbe
can say,
yeah,
but say, I'm by Shavuot Kudos. 96
minutes
has
nothing to do with Tosafos.
Oh, yeah, because of the four times, the four meal times.
Yeah, but that's when Seis HaKachavim is. Because that
right.
If you do Malachim before that, it's a Chiv Skila.
Right.
So then you still have to do Tosefes more than the 96.
That's
it. Yeah, you have to maybe do more than that for Tosefes.
The lashon of the Olos Shabbos seems to indicate that it's only budding when it's budding against Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
It seems that it's...
Yeah.
It seems like he's saying only when it's butter against Rosh Chodesh, because right afterwards he says, right? So he says, right?
Yeah, that's why the Rosh Chodesh is...
And then he just have Shabbos, and Avali, Yim Shabbos, Toch HaLayla, Yosef, Yishir, and there, Vayda, and the Tabra, the Chora. Really, we should expect it to say now that it's no longer to have it, but the Yom HaShal Rosh Chodesh...
Yeah, but then you have to do... But no, because the halacha is, we say Ritzevach and say if you were benching 3 hours after, if you kept eating. Right? Even though there's no Tosefis anymore, because it's a low plug.
That, why do you think that there's no Tosefis afterwards?
He says it.
But he doesn't.
He does. Look.
He just said that
an
hour before there's still Tosefis.
And after that, there's no Tosefis.
Yeah, I don't think he said that, though.
He does say it.
Where did he say that?
Because Afakav the Sudim Shavzman Harbe Belaila, the Lake and Lebeber Baby Shum Tosefis. Become welcome, look, plug Chachamim, and say, even though there's Tosefis, you'll still say Ritzev and Ritzevu.
Why? It says, Kigon Bitzok Shavir, Yavza, Mokos Kiyafalayla.
Look at the bottom of the first column. Hello?
Okay.
Afal Gav Da Suda Nimshav Zman Harbe, even though Shalash Shudas is taking very long. The Lake of the Bebe Beishum Tosefis, because there's no Tosefis anymore, if you go so long. So why are we saying we're tzeivach litzeinu? We call makom lo plug rabbanon bekach. It's a lo plug. That to still say ritzei, even though it's after the Tosefis. But the only time it's relevant, but then he wants to say, but if you can butt heads with Rosh Chodesh, so it depends. If you'll bench within the hour and a quarter, Shabbos will win. And if you bench after, then Rosh Chodesh will win.
And what about the Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham says something different. Magen Avraham says it's a suffix in the eyes of the Mechaber, and therefore he always goes L'chumra. And L'chumra means
the same. But L'haskir what? Because
it
could also be L'haskir or
Shkodesh. L'haskir shall Shabbos. I mean, he's talking about Shabbos.
Ah, he's talking about
the two the Mechabers in Kuf Pei Ches and Reish Ayin Aleph.
Well, they're talking about Shabbos and Shkodesh.
Yeah. No. Shulchan Aruch is talking just Shabbos. In Kuf Pei Ches and in Reish Ayin Aleph.
Ah, okay. The other one is talking about
Shabbos. When he starts here, in Yud Hayochel, it's just Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is when it's Rosh Chodesh, but the beginning of Yud is only when it's Shabbos.
Is he trying to embarrass the Shulchan Aruch? Like, is he point is very clear?
Right, so he's not totally part of it.
He's been part of it, and he has this agreement with him.
Right.
He's asking us the Iroh, and he has...
Right, he has his terrors, but then at the end, his last thing...
He comes down now into Shemar. It's a funny thing. He's coming
right,
to
he's out. Coming to Shemar, but he's Mefarish, and then he's also arguing.
That's the only way to...
Yeah, okay.
I think the
Magen
Avraham also understands it as a different...
No, but you could say... That the Shulchan Aruch will say it's like a low plug, you know, like Chanukah Purim, even though it's not really Shaykh anymore. So you can say basically.
You can still say the
bar. You can still say
the bar. So the question is, for instance, last night was Rosh Chodesh started last night.
Right. So if you ate your dinner before, and you go into Rosh Chodesh,
so you can say Yalav Yalav.
So if you hold a Parshat Shah that you'll pass on Haskol Suda, then you don't. If you say what he's saying, his shtickle,
right,
then you would say, because you're benching. La Lacha, you know, everybody told me you follow Haskol Suda, finished.
Always.
Always.
Even if the Suda extended into Rosh Chodesh, like last night.
Yeah.
Suda extended
right, yeah.
Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Yalav
Yalav.
Yeah. Right. What about Erev Shabbos case? Also, Haskalah Suda?
Yeah, so that would be Haskalah Suda. Yeah.
So you wouldn't say
right. But he has a different shot. Right, so one. But it's still a good, it's a fascinating shot. So even though I'm not Haskalah like it, doesn't mean it's still not a fascinating shot. And then, but look at me, the other topic of when, how far Shabbos could go at the end. So that's an interesting, idea. That's to make it symmetrical to before Shabbos. Okay, I just got a thing from Dr. Dobrinsky.